This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there are some great people out there who are making a real difference in this question of crime and policing and safer cities. One of them is going to be joining us in a little while. He is an African-American leader who at one time spent many years in prison and has come out and is working hard to provide for better and more effective policing. We will be speaking with John Ponder. Coming up on the Michael Medved Show, we will also deal with a bold announcement by Forbes magazine, highly respected magazine, an announcement that says scientists have come up with the conclusion there are at least 36 other intelligent civilizations elsewhere in our Milky Way galaxy. The question is, how long will each of them last, and how long will our so-called intelligent civilization last? We'll also be speaking with folks from the Hoover Institution at Stanford about why is it that the second wave that a lot of people have been expecting does not appear to be here. The lockdown termination, or at least the lockdown gradual evolution out of the most intense strictures, that has not produced the kind of disastrous impact that many people expected. And the New York Times goes there. I mean, you always think that, well, they can't really do this. Well, they do now. They have a headline that suggests that President Trump wants to kill people. No, really. He wants people to die. He wants the pandemic to get worse. Why? We will get to that outrageous charge. And it is outrageous. Coming up on the Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. But first of all, the war on symbols continues. And one of the most outrageous ones, and this is why, honestly, I think it's important that everybody, and not just people who do talk shows and who do commentary every day, as I'm privileged to do, I think it's important that we do more than just the headlines and actually take a look at what we are talking about in greater depth. I was struck yesterday by the fact that there is a petition going around, and the mayor of Boston has now said, yep, I'm going to follow the petition to remove a statue of Abraham Lincoln in what is called the Emancipation Memorial in Park Square in Boston. And it's actually a very beautiful sculpture, and it has been there since 1876. And by the way, the original sculpture and the original monument that it's based on was paid for by freed slaves to honor Lincoln for emancipating 3 million Americans who had been held in slavery. And Lincoln not only issued the Emancipation Proclamation, he also fought at the very end of his life to pass the 13th Amendment, meaning that slavery could never, under the Constitution, exist again in any form. Okay, here is the problem and what this entire thing, and it's you think, well, why would they want to remove a statue of Lincoln celebrating emancipation? If you look at an image of the statue, and we'll put it on our website at michaelmedved.com so you can see for yourself, you can understand why people are upset. Okay, I hate to say that because some of this statue stuff has just been utterly ridiculous. But there are two things about the petition that was filed about changing the statue that make it more reasonable. What's unreasonable? What's unreasonable is in the North End in Boston, which is a kind of an Italian-American enclave, always has been. I shouldn't say always has been since the 1880s, 1890s, when you started having mass Italian-American immigration. And in the North End of Boston, naturally, it's an Italian neighborhood, they had a statue of Christopher Columbus. That statue was beheaded last week. Okay, that kind of stuff is hideous. It's awful. It's wrong. Attacking statues, yes, even Confederate statues, and doing it, having an actually bloody brawl over a statue of Don Juan de Oñate in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and a guy is shot and critically wounded in a fight over taking down that statue. That's not the right way to do it. The right way to do it is the way that a leader named Bullock has done, Tory Bullock. He's a Dorchester native. Dorchester is one of those neighborhoods in Boston, for people who know Boston. It used to be, by the way, a heavily Jewish neighborhood. It's been, for the last 50 years, a heavily African-American neighborhood. And then Tory Bullock started a petition just 4 days ago, which has already gained more than 9,000 signatures. And the mayor has said, okay, you're right with the petition. And here's what the petition says. He says, I've been watching this man on his knees since I was a kid. What is he talking about? The Emancipation sculpture for this memorial is a very handsome rendition of Abraham Lincoln. He's standing there with his hand over a young slave who is bare-chested and with broken chains around him, and he's kneeling in front of Lincoln. And he says, I've been watching this man on his knees since I was a kid. It's supposed to represent freedom, but instead it represents us still beneath someone else. I would always ask myself, if he's free, why is he still on his knees? No kid should have to ask themselves that question anymore. In a Facebook video last week, Tory Bullock called on Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, Democrat, of course, to remove the statue or to change it somehow to show the black man standing on his own two feet and clothed. Or if you can understand that, right? And that's not unreasonable. And it's not organizing people to trash the memorial, which says emancipation right at its base. It's basically saying, look, you have to do better than showing a freed black slave here in 2020 on his knees in front of Abraham Lincoln. And yes, it is true. By the way, when Lincoln came to Richmond, literally some of the freed slaves who greeted him in Richmond after they had conquered, after Grant and his troops had entered the one-time Confederate capital, there were slaves who hailed Lincoln as Messiah, Messiah. They used the term. And, of course, he was viewed in messianic terms for what he had done, which was to do what many, many people had thought for so many centuries was impossible, which is to free the captive. But given the fact that today no one would think of doing a statue like that with a freed slave on his knees. And in fact, there are plenty of examples of people who were freed from slavery, some of them actually local to Boston. Frederick Douglass worked most of his career in the Boston area. He lived in Hartford for much of his time. He was a freed slave. He was held to be the most photographed man in the world in the 1860s and 1870s because he was famous for his oratorical gifts and his literary gifts and a freed slave and a leading abolitionist. And by the way, someone who greatly admired Lincoln, and Lincoln considered him a friend. So there are also other fronts on the getting rid of symbols war that involve food. some of them sane, some of them insane. We'll cover both, and how do you tell the difference, coming up on the MedVed Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Michael Medved show, it's not only statues that are being changed and traded out and names of military bases. Republicans, by the way, are by and large supporting the change of military base names. And I think that's a good thing. I think they're right to support the change. And I'm glad to see that President Trump has pulled back in his opposition to it. I think that when we had Wayne Perryman on our show and he told the story about Jackie Robinson, yes, that Jackie Robinson, number 41, the great player for the Brooklyn Dodgers, who was the first black player in Major League Baseball. We used to have this sport called Major League Baseball. It was really, really great. It lasted for, 150 years, and then the coronavirus. And now it looks like they may never play again, but that's a shame. Anyway, the idea of Jackie Robinson as a UCLA graduate and as an officer in the U.S. Army, that he was forced to serve in segregated conditions at Fort Hood in Texas, which is named after a Confederate officer and a very incompetent one, John Bell Hood. Yeah, you can understand why people want to change that. I can also understand why no tears should be shed about the departure from maple syrup bottles and Butter Light syrup bottles of Aunt Jemima. And it's very funny, when I was walking with my wife recently, and by the way, my wife is actually participating in a webinar this afternoon, which she would like me to invite you to, and I will. It's free. It's about the future of marriage with two other writers and researchers on the issue of marriage. My wife, of course, the author of 7 books and two of them about lasting marriage. And check it out. It's at michaelmedved.com. You can find the information and you can participate in this webinar that starts shortly after our show this afternoon. In any event, I was talking with my wife the other day, and I was wondering, whatever happened to Aunt Jemima? Well, today we have the answer. Aunt Jemima is gone. But it amazes me that she lasted this long. For 130 years, Aunt Jemima has been a brand since 1890. Can you believe it? The 130-year-old brand features a black woman named Aunt Jemima, who was originally dressed as a minstrel character. The original packaging of Aunt Jemima is just unbelievable. It looks like Hattie McDaniel and Gone with the Wind. It's a woman of size with a kerchief on her head. And the whole idea of Aunt Jemima, it was apparently common in plantations, large plantations, for the house servants who would interact with the family, particularly when they were older, to be called not by their first name, but by Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima. And Uncle Ben, by the way, who's been around a lot less long than Aunt Jemima, the Uncle Ben's Rice was started in the 1930s, and apparently the figure of Uncle Ben was actually the original figure, was not a minstrel show character, but he was a beloved Chicago chef and waiter named Frank Brown. Uncle Ben is also going away. And do I think there's anything terrible about this? Both of these decisions announced today. No, it's unbelievable that this lasted that long. Let me tell you a little bit of a personal account that maybe gives some perspective on my own perspective on this issue. I visited Poland for the first time, only time actually, and for several days because I was doing some speeches in Poland. And a pro-family body that was meeting there internationally in Warsaw. And I toured around Poland a little bit. And one of the things that amazed me was that in Poland, which has virtually no, I mean, zero Jewish population. The Jewish population in Poland when I was there some years ago was a total of 5,000 in a big country of what? I think 40 million. And the amazing thing to me was that the most popular beer that they were serving everywhere, and it was pretty good beer, was called kosher beer. And it had a picture sort of like an Aunt Jemima or Uncle Ben picture of a classical rabbi with a long beard holding up a stein of beer and with a black hat and side curls and the whole thing. Now, it turns out I found out, because I was interested, they actually used a real Reform Jewish rabbi as the model for the rabbi on the kosher beer that they were serving. But I grew to develop a taste for kosher beer, but it made me feel uncomfortable. Because this was a country that once had the biggest Jewish population in the world, and they were all killed. There were 3 million, a little bit more than 3 million, Polish Jews who perished in the Holocaust. Unlike Jews in Germany, like my grandparents, they didn't have any warning that they were going to be under Hitlerian rule. It was impossible to get out. And somehow, when you have a history of anti-Semitism, and there is a big history of Polish anti-Semitism, and you've lost 3 million people, it doesn't really seem like it's in the best taste to advertise a beer brand based upon the image of a smiling rabbi, given the fact that there have not been for 70 years many smiling rabbis in Poland. Okay. Having said that, it seemed to me that I could still enjoy the beer. And as people explained when I talked to them about it, this is a fact that we miss our Jewish population. Is that okay? Let's go to Ron in Tacoma. Ron, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. So I live in Pierce County, Washington, and as you know, Mr. Pierce, he was a slave owner and a Democrat. I don't hear any uproar over that gentleman. And
he wasn't a slave owner, but he was pro-slavery.
Yeah.
He wasn't a slave owner. He was from New Hampshire. He was a senator from New Hampshire before he was president.
There you go. So anyways, I'm really wondering, who named these buildings, these schools? Who named all this stuff after all these Confederate people and all these racists? And I'm just kind of curious because it seems to me they all look like they're Democrats there, Michael.
Yes, of course, because the Republican Party from its very beginning was anti-slavery extension. And the Republican Party, in fact, for many, many years, the Democrats from 1854 until the Civil War was won, they referred to the Republicans as black Republicans. So, yes, we should embrace that. John Ponder has an organization called Hope for Prisoners that's changing America. He's been a prisoner himself. He'll tell us about his story and his efforts with police coming up on the Medved Show.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are unveiling a police reform plan. The plan would push police departments to ban the use of chokeholds and also create a national database for police officers who have been in trouble before for using excessive force. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott says now is the time to act.
We believe that our policy positions are one that brings the communities of color into a position of stronger understanding and confidence in the institutions of authority. And we believe that it brings our law enforcement community to a place where they have the resources necessary to de-escalate some of these situations.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with China's foreign policy chief in an effort to address ongoing tensions between the two nations. Much of that tension revolves around coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved Show, one of the big questions about the current ferment in our country and all of the public support and discussion of the Black Lives Matter movement. One of the big questions is it true that police represent the biggest threat, the biggest enemy right now to African-American people in this country? Somebody who has a decisive answer to that question and a very constructive answer to that question is John Pounder. He is the founder and CEO of Hope for Prisoners Incorporated. And John, let me first congratulate you on your great piece in the Wall Street Journal, which I was deeply moved by. And your story grows out of your own experience in the prison system. Do you believe that it is true that that police today represent the greatest threat to the African-American community?
You know, Michael, first of all, thank you so much for having me. And I believe that that is sincerely a false narrative. It's not the greatest threat. There are other things that represent threats in African-American community when we start talking about economics and education and things of that nature. But I do not think that that the law enforcement represents the greatest threat. You know, I speak personally for the law enforcement division that our organization, Hope for Prisoners, work with, you know, with the work that they're doing, because we partnered with the law enforcement agencies. They really go above and beyond to work with the segment of the population that we work with, men and women who are returning back to the communities out of different arenas of our judicial system, to help them to successfully reintegrate back into their home, back into the workplace, and back into the community. You know, I know firsthand that there are law enforcement. We have a little over 100 law enforcement officers that mentor and train folks who are coming home from the prison system. They're men and women who have their boots on the ground that are helping folks find sustainable wage jobs with employers so they'll be able to take care of themselves and, more importantly, be able to take care of their families.
Well, I've looked at some of the statistics that you have available about your program, Hope for Prisoners, and it's based in Las Vegas. And what's most remarkable to me is I know for people who are in prison for violent crimes, the recidivism rate, the rate of people who return to a life of crime is very, very high. It's an overwhelming majority of prisoners who are released. You have only 8%, 92% of the people who go through your program do not return to a life of crime. What makes that difference? What allows your program to work so well?
Sure. Michael, one of the things that we've found, and I speak from my own personal experience, being a person who come out of that lifestyle in, you know, economically deprived neighborhoods, the one thing that we found, Michael, is that the majority of people really want to change, but they have no idea how to do it. And for so long, we've been telling people from this segment of the population to return and back to the community, become a productive member of society, but they had no reference point on what that productivity might look like. So when we come alongside them and provide them with the training that they need and be able to help them to, you know, change that mindset, give them the educational opportunities in addition to the vocational training, then, you know, that's what it is that we see that change. But, you know, the uniqueness in our organization, why we have one of the highest success rates in the country, is that once they get released, we just and provide that training, we don't release them back into the community by themselves. We stay with them over an 18-month period of time, not only to help them to walk out all those incredible things that we trained with them, but we stay with them to make sure that we're going to be able to help them to navigate the different challenges that they're going to be facing during that reintegration process. And when you see the law enforcement folks getting actively involved with that, you know, it just speaks volumes to, you know, the work that we're doing.
But from what I understand, the genius of this is that a program like yours not only makes the released prisoners better people, better citizens, but it also helps to make the law enforcement personnel who are involved better cops. Do you think that's true?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Because, Michael, if you think about it, what our goal is to help men and women who are returning back to those communities across our valley. We want them to be productive and not go back, right? In order for them not to go back to prison, we need to help them to understand and appreciate the rules and regulations, the laws in our community. We found that gets enhanced when they're in relationship with men and women who are upholding the law. So it's not only helping formerly incarcerated people view law enforcement, who's there to sincerely help from a whole other set of perspective, but if you turn the coin around to the other side, it's helping the men and women from law enforcement view people who are returning to our communities, who are sincerely fighting for a second chance. It helps them to view those folks from a whole other set of lenses. So it's a win-win on both sides of the equation for our community.
Have there been other programs? Well, first, just the limited time we have left to us, let me ask you about your own experience. It says you served you were facing a 23-year sentence in federal prison, and your life turned around while you were in the prison system. What was the crucial element in turning your life around and leading you to this enormously beneficial path you're on?
Sure, Michael. For me, unmistakably, I stood in a prison cell, and I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. It wasn't my first time in prison, but I wanted to be my last. And I had a conversation with God and surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. And from that point forward, my life went in a 180-degree turn in the other direction. So what my passion is to turn right back around and help other men and women who are in bondage to those same things that I was in bondage to, that really wanted to change their life, change my life, and be with them and help to remove the barriers that are preventing them from being successful, and to help to escort them up to the next level of life.
And I take it you have had the opportunity to interact now with police forces across the country, not just in Las Vegas?
That is correct. There, because of the success that we've built up with our local Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, there are other police departments across the country that are looking at our model, asking us to replicate that model in other jurisdictions.
And let me mention to listeners, we have information up at our website at michaelmedved.com about the Hope for Prisoners Incorporated, which is John Ponder's organization. A lot of people right now want to do something. They want to help. They want to help racial reconciliation. And in terms of helping to protect our law-abiding black citizens from the scourge of violent crime, let alone problems with policing, this organization is meant to help provide that kind of deliverance too, isn't it?
That is 100% correct. Right? If we figure out a way, and I think that's what it is we've done in our local community, to bring people into relationship. Because, Michael, that's what it's all about. It's about relationships. When you think about it, across this country, Michael, people do not trust police. But the reason why they don't trust police is because they're not in relationship with police. And what relationship could you ever establish trust unless there's life rubbing up against life in the spirit of a complete transparency, that we have more in common than we have differences? And I believe that out of that transparency, that's when you'll be able to establish relationship. And once that relationship is established, then you'll be able to begin to establish trust.
That's John Ponder. Look at his great work. We have information about it at our website at michaelmedved.com. He's the CEO of Hope for Prisoners. When we come back, breakfast cereal, racism? Well, maybe. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear, or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On the Michael Medved show, remember you have a few days left, four of them, to sign up at a one-third discount as a Medhead member. That gives you an entire year subscription. You are then have available to you on download any part of this show or all of it, day or night, 24/7, commercial-free. Plus, you get a full 50% discount for anything you order for the Medved History Store. This is a great deal. And it comes to 11 cents a day. You save 20 bucks if you sign up by the end of spring. You just use the promo code SPRING40. When it comes to history, I don't really know the history of Rice Krispies. I know they've been around forever. I don't know about... this is a story from Britain, so I don't know if they market these cereals differently or if they've just changed it since I was a kid. But there's a former member of parliament, a disgraced former member of parliament, named Fiona Onasanya. She was actually jailed when she was a member of parliament for lying to police about speeding. And I looked this up, and the BBC story doesn't give you any of this background, but it was really, really stupid. She was arrested for speeding, and then she claimed, no, I wasn't really driving. My brother Festus was driving. And no, he wasn't. They had photographs. And so when you lie to police, you go to jail. And she lost her seat in Parliament. She was actually expelled from the Labour Party, and then she was recalled by voters from her seat in Parliament. But she tweeted yesterday, so I was wondering why Rice Krispies have three white boys representing the brand and Coco Pops have a monkey. I'm not sure it's really a monkey. And do you think that there was a racist intention there? And a number of people on Twitter have made the point to her that Snap, Crackle, and Pop, who are the three figures associated with Rice Krispies, are elves. And they look pretty wimpy, and again, she obviously thinks it's wrong that all three of the elves are white. Someone has answered to her very disrespectfully, I guess, that tweeted out, elves' lives matter. And do I believe that there was an intention or any implication of racial degradation by having a monkey-like figure associated with Cocoa Puffs or Cocoa Pops? I mean, this is silly. And see, this is one of those things, and actually I spent a long time talking about it and thinking about it since the show yesterday, is not all of these issues are created the same. I mean, when I started digging into this Lincoln statue that they want to remove from Boston, I was actually surprised. Okay, there's a point there. And the point is the figure of the newly freed slave kneeling at Lincoln's feet, and it's a young man who's half naked. He's shirtless. And Lincoln, of course, is dressed as President Lincoln was. He always was very carefully dressed when he went out in public. And you understand that. I also understand why people were ticked off about two things involving Jefferson Davis. And I don't know this. If somebody knows this, write to me or call up 1-800-955-1776. There's a lot of news footage of them removing a statue of Jefferson Davis from the state capitol in Kentucky. Okay, my question is, why was Jefferson Davis ever installed in the state capital of Kentucky in the first place? Kentucky is not a Confederate state. That was one of the four states in which slavery still existed that stayed with the Union. Kentucky and Missouri and Maryland and, yes, Joe Biden, Delaware. Delaware was a slave state, stayed with the Union. But why would they? I understand. I know both Abraham Lincoln and Jefferson Davis were born in Kentucky. But why would you choose to honor the president of the Confederacy? But first of all, he's a lousy president of the Confederacy. Secondly, he began his treason when he was Secretary of War under President Buchanan right before secession. And third, Kentucky never seceded. Why do you have a statue of this guy? What did he do ever in his life that was worthwhile? And he was a slaveholder, and he was a big defender of slavery. And by the way, he doomed the South to losing the war. You know how? Because in the middle of the Civil War, and this is one of those things that people should know about, the South was desperately clinging to life against the superior numbers in the Union. They had reduced the draft down to people 16. And 15 were getting drafted in the Confederate Army. And a number of Confederate legislators said, okay, we have to offer a deal to several million slaves who are still living under Confederate control. You get liberty if you fight for the Confederacy. And they could have immediately beefed up their army by 300,000, 400,000 men. And Jefferson Davis nixed it. Nope, can't do that, because then we lose everything we're fighting for, meaning everything we're fighting for is slavery. Why is there ever a statue of him in Kentucky? It makes no sense. So they're not smashing the statue. There are no crowds that have come up into the state capitol in Frankfort, Kentucky, and decided to smash the statue. They're removing it and going to move it to some kind of museum. Fine. There's also this story about Jefferson Davis. As part of a daily feature called Today in History, the Associated Press supplied newspapers across the country with a quotation from Jefferson Davis. The quote, "Never be haughty to the humble, never be humble to the haughty," was included in the feature's Thought for Today on June 3rd. Okay, that was Jefferson Davis's birth date. And this is a little feature where they have something about this day in history, and then they have a quote from somebody. And it appeared in newspapers across the country, and people said, why are we honoring Jefferson Davis with this? After a complaint from what the Associated Press described as a customer on June 3rd, the service sent out a correction and a replacement quotation from the author Franz Kafka, who died on that date. And the Kafka quote was, "There are two cardinal sins from which all others spring, impatience and laziness." Aside from the fact that it's a better quote, You can say what you will about Kafka. He didn't lead a bloody rebellion that claimed the lives of 700,000 Americans. Jennifer Brown, who was the executive news editor of The Advocate and Times-Picayune in Louisiana, said, "I am embarrassed it was not caught and alarmed that AP used that quote at all. It was definitely not intentional and inappropriate to run on any day, let alone Jefferson Davis's birthday." One of the problems here remains, and it's something else I just found out. I had not realized that Stone Mountain, which is this beautiful state park in Georgia, and it is, it's like 1,000 acres. It's a beautiful state park and with great facilities. But there's a gigantic mountainside, which was held as the 8th wonder of the world, where they carved in images of Stonewall Jackson, Robert E. Lee, and Jefferson Davis, and they're riding together, and it's very heroic. Okay, that statue, that sculpture, was begun long ago. It was finished in 1972. In 1972, when the Vice President of the United States, Spiro Agnew, went to the dedication and honored and said, "We honor these men, Robert E. Lee, Jefferson Davis, and Stonewall Jackson, for their loyalty." Okay, they were not loyal to the country that all three of them had served in the military before they went with the Confederacy. Now, what do you do about Stone Mountain? It is a beautiful location. It is gigantic. The cost of trying to remove that sculpture would be horrible. I know that people have talked about, okay, they have to, I believe they already have, in this particular sculpture, put up some kind of explanation about historical context and making it clear that people can come to that park without thinking that the official message of that particular park is to endorse the cause for which to which Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson and Jefferson Davis had devoted their lives, which was breaking up the United States and keeping black people in chains. Sorry, we can do better. And we will. And we're beginning to. In serious and unserious ways in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.